Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 51. As I said yesterday, I am traveling, and so I will not make this, or I will make it a goal not to make this my travel rant log, because that isn't the plan. So today I will share a woe and a win. So pardon my alliteration, but it kind of works. So my woe, just to get that out of the way, is internet service. So I was traveling on a vehicle that had internet on it. And I'm always fascinated how sometimes it can be a full signal, according to all the little number or the little, whatever that thing is called, the little beamy thing that tells you how much signal you have, full signal, yet the slowest moving thing or not at all. So that was a little frustrating. And there wasn't many people using the internet on this vehicle, and most of the other people were sleeping. So I figured that it wasn't like massive drag was happening on it. So, okay, that's a little frustrating. And then I stay at a hotel, which high-end hotel and their internet service, my God, how long it takes to load a page is kind of phenomenal. So that could be a time thing. I haven't experienced a great time so far to be on the internet and have things load in a timely-ish fashion. I'll take slow. This is like load page, go do something else, come back, oh, thank you, there you are, kind of thing. So sitting in front of it waiting is kind of pointless. Don't know what that's about. Just confusing. So I appreciate it because I'm like, okay, I can save on my data plan on my phone or whatever, but yeah, no, not so much. So there you go. If you could have Wi-Fi, I don't know, it'd be nice if it was a little more usable. Just my experience. I know that's not true for a lot of places. I know I've certainly stayed in places where Wi-Fi has been really good. Although I have to say on vehicles, I've not found that to be quite the case. And I don't quite understand why that is, but it's probably my lack of understanding technology. Then maybe it's, I don't know. We can do a lot of things with signals. So I would think that we could beef that up a little bit, especially when there's not a lot of people using it. So there, poof, my woe for the day. My win, and there have been a few, but this was the one that at least stood out to me the most or got me thinking the most. I ate at a restaurant last night and had a really great waitress or server, whatever the appropriate term is for people nowadays. Nice person who brought me food. She happened to be female. At the end of our meal, or my meal, because I was alone, but I guess that speaks to how good of a wait staff she was that I didn't feel alone. She brought my final check to me and handed it to me and said, in a very sincere tone, as she stopped for a moment to hand me my check, and said, I really enjoyed having you this evening. And I thought that was actually really cool, because we had some nice chit-chat and banter going back and forth. But the other thing is that of all the tables around me, I never heard her say that to somebody else. So it wasn't like the line she gives out. It's always nice when a person in a sales type position, because in a sense that is part of one aspect of what she does, is when it is sincere, when it feels sincere. Not that I want people to be such great actors that everything they say sounds sincere when they don't mean it. I like to take people at their word a little bit. But I've certainly seen waiters or serving people who kind of have the two lines that they give that sound meaningful or sound unique, but it's kind of what they say. And I don't know that's necessarily so bad, but I just thought it was cool that that this wasn't the thing she says to everybody when she lets them go for the evening. So it was just nice, one of those nice little things in the world that you walk away and have happy feelings about. That felt, again, genuine, and I had a good experience with my food and the process of dining. Little happy things in the world to send on. Hopefully you will have some wonderful wins and more wins than woes today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. Connect on Facebook if you like, at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. Subscribe on iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review, whatever you feel called to do. Talk to you tomorrow.